Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Very good to be back with you on this Sunday, folks. A lot of things going on this last week. the American people don't know anything about it, but all the bimbo eruptions on television, you know, that's about all the American people know about. But as you and I know, most of you out there know that some things have been going on that pretty horrendous things with a brother and sister of ours, Ed and Elaine Brown, over in New Hampshire. I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk about that here this morning, and then we'll move on to other things, unless you'd like to call in and talk about it. But what we here at our two police and military associations believe has happened here. I hear the music coming. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk about our dear American heroes, Ed and Elaine Brown. Be right back.
Per- PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and some of you know some of my history, that I was there at Ruby Ridge with Colonel Bo Greitz, and we handled the negotiations with the remaining living members of the Weaver family for a number of days, and on the 11th day, we were able to get them out safely through the crowd of 500 militarized police, and our military was there too, although they say they were not, but I saw them. And I, you know, during that standoff with the Weaver family, we saw the little boy that looked like a 10-year-old boy. Feature in your mind, folks, a 10-year-old little boy, very frail, Sammy Weaver. Although he was older than that, he looked like a little 10-year-old boy, very, very small, and his arm was shot off by U.S. Marshals hiding in the bushes, and his left arm was shot off, and when he turned around to run for home, they machine-gunned him in the back, those very brave U.S. Marshals, and he died right there. And then Randy Weaver and the family went down and drug his body home, dressed it for burial, and put it in an outbuilding that was very near to the house, and went back into the house and barricaded themselves in. And the next morning, his dad was grieving, and the sister, Sarah, and little Rachel, and Mama were grieving terribly, and so Randy wanted to go out and pray over his son's body and see him for what would become the last time. So he went out, and Sarah went with him, and their adopted brother, Harris went with them, and they walked out to the little outbuilding, and the FBI assassin, Lon Herucci, a very evil, evil man, took a shot at Randy for just opening the door to go in and say goodbye to his son, and shot him up underneath the armpit. Let's see, the left armpit, I believe it was now. I'm trying to remember which one it was, but gave him a very serious wound, and Randy dropped the lever to the door and yelled to the children, "Run for the house, go to the house, quick, run." And so they all started running for the house, and Lon Herucci, the FBI assassin, decided that he was going to try a trick that very few assassins, sniper assassins, ever get to do. And that's, you've heard the old saying, kill one person with one shot. One kill, one shot. Okay, well, he was going to try to kill two people with one shot. So he decided, Vicki Weaver was nursing her little 11-year-old baby, or 11-month-old baby, little Alishaba, and was holding her in her left arm, nursing her. And she heard the shooting, and so she ran to the door and opened the door and opened the screen door and said, get in here, and she's holding little Alishaba in her hand. Well, there was no screen door. I'm sorry, folks. I saw the door with the bullet hole in it, and it was just a door, and she pushed that open and told everybody, get in here. And so Sarah got there first and ran in the door past her mama. And so Lon Herucci decided to try his two kills with one shot when Harris ran through the door, the little adopted son. And so when he was right behind Vicki Weaver, her holding her little 11-month-old baby, Alishaba, he shot Vicki in the head and shot Kevin Harris in the arm, up underneath the arm, and it went into his lung and did all kinds of damage. So he almost got two kills with one shot. That's what he wanted to do. He'd take a lot of pride in that because he's such an evil, wicked man. And so he blew half of Vicki's face off, and she collapsed to the floor immediately, dead, on top of little Alishaba, who started to cry. So here we have Vicki dead. We have Harris shot, mortally shot, a very serious wound, and Randy shot. And so when Randy ran through, he saw his wife collapse, and they had to grab the baby out from underneath of her and then drag her body into the house because they all figured that they were all going to be killed, all murdered. And so Colonel Bowen Grice and I got up there, and it had been several days now since they killed Vicki Weaver and shot Randy and shot Harris. And the only thing on the news was that they had killed little Sammy Weaver. So the FBI, who was in charge at that time when Bo and I got up there, by the way, it was at the invitation of the FBI that we went up there. But when we got up there, they wouldn't let us in. They kept us at the bridge where they had the state police, and wouldn't allow us across the bridge to go up and see Randy Weaver and the family, because we had been invited up to help with the negotiations. So, but the interesting thing is, it wasn't until 2 days later on Friday that finally we filed a criminal action against the state police, the federal police that were there killing the family. And this was a legal document we drew up with the help of a man from Hawaii that we had talked to and had come to the scene there at the bridge where there was over 2,000 neighbors there and others there trying to help save the Weaver family from these executioners. And so when Colonel Bo and I, Bo actually physically drew up the document with the help of this man from Hawaii who was a paralegal, and he asked me how to serve it, you know, and the only way I could think to serve it, folks, was as a citizen's arrest, because a citizen's arrest is valid all over this country. And I said, Colonel Bo, the only problem with a citizen arrest is that we're supposed to lay our hand on the shoulder of the person you're arresting and tell them they're under citizen's arrest. And we can't do that because the executioners are up there on the mountain. So the best thing we can do is read the charges against them and walk across the barricade, get a big rock, and walk across the barricade, and I assume they probably wouldn't let us do that, and put it on the other side of the barricade, their side, and put a rock on top of it, and call that service a process. So we had been held there 2 days, and they wouldn't let us go up to help because they knew that we would find out, Bo and I would find out, that they had killed Vicki Weaver, which nobody knew at this time. They'd executed her, and tried to execute Harris and kill Randy. And so they didn't want us up there. And so we filed these legal papers there at the barricade. And it was kind of interesting, too, when these men dressed in all their TA-50 gear, helmets and military rifles and all, the state police standing there in great numbers, saw Colonel Bo Greitz pick up this big rock, they got very nervous because, you know, he's special forces and taught combat, open hand combat and weapon combat for a long time, and had a fifth degree black belt. And so when he picked up this rock, I said, "Now just back off, guys, back off. I'm Officer Jack McLam, and Bo's just going to step across and put this on your side to serve the process." So Colonel Bo Greitz beforehand had read the charges to the, we were charging the criminal charges against the U.S. FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service, and the killers up on the hill of little Sammy Weaver. We didn't know about the other killing up there. And read the charges and then walked across and put the papers down on the road and put a rock on top of it, walked back. So it was without incident. And it was strange, folks, how then a little weasel slinked up through all the armored troops. Just looked like a little weasel, but it was the state attorney, I guess it was, or U.S. attorney, one of them. But he looked like a little weasel. He just weaved right between their legs and grabbed the papers and scampered right back. You know, all I could explain is it looked like a little weasel grabbed the papers and took off. Well, he took him up top the mountain to Gene Glenn, who is head of the FBI situation there, not head of the FBI, but the situation. He was commander in charge, on-scene commander in charge. And when they read those papers, they came back and immediately let Colonel Bo Greitz go up to the top of the mountain. So I was very nervous about that because they truly hated Bo and they hated me. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Glam program, and I'm digressing here. I didn't come today to talk about the Weaver case, although one day we might be able to talk about some of the ins and outs on that. But before Colonel Bo went up to the top of the mountain that night, that Friday, we talked about the fact that they could kill him and blame it on Weaver. And the government hated him terribly. He was running for president of the United States at that time, as you know. But Bo had, on his own, exposed the drug running of George H.W. Bush with the CIA and made up 2,000 tapes and spread them all across America when he was back in the jungles of Southeast Asia and met with General Kumsov back there in Shawnland. And the general showed him the big ledger. We've talked about this before with Theodore Shackley and Richard Armitage had signed the book and others, too, that Bo knew in the CIA and to bring in hundreds of tons of drugs in the United States. So they hated him. Boy, they tried to put him in prison for 15 years because the White House told him to destroy that film that he had made back in the jungle of that big ledger. Destroy it, or they put him in jail for 15 years, and he refused to do it. He went home and made 2,000 copies, and spread it all over the United States. That's how I met him. And when he came to Phoenix, I was a cop there, and I went to hear his speech on how the president had been involved in drug running for years and years. And but anyway, here's the day. We're up there at Ruby Ridge at the bridge, and they finally let Bo up. And I really prayed, and I asked the people there at the bridge to pray for Bo, too, that they wouldn't kill him and blame it on Randy, because that would be what they would do. And but Bo came down that night, and he told the people that they had shot Vicki Weaver in the head and killed her, and shot Kevin Harris, the adopted son, and shot Randy Weaver. And the 2,000 people on the bridge went ballistic. I mean, they wanted to charge the heavily armed, militarized police, state police there on the bridge, and just take over. And I told them, no, I got between them. Bo and I got between them and the people on the bridge. The soldiers, militarized soldiers on the bridge, militarized police on the bridge, stopped them from doing that, and to have grab hands. Bo had them all grab hands in a circle and pray for the Weaver family, the remaining living members of the Weaver family up there. And so that stopped the riot and the revolution there on the bridge. And so I came up the next morning. Bo got me up the next morning and was up there with him, and we were able to see the 500 militarized troops, police troops and soldiers in the woods surrounding this little cabin, and the young girls and the Weaver family up there, 500 folks. They all had on ghillie suits and the face paint and all that stuff. Absolutely insanity. But it was the governor had declared martial law in the county. So they were bringing on martial law. They had helicopters, tanks, APCs. And while we were up there, by the way, they flew a helicopter over top of the cabin with a fuel bladder with something like 500 to 1,000 gallons liquid, flammable liquid, probably gasoline or kerosene, and they were going to drop it on the house and burn the house down. But the news photographers were in the woods for the TV stations, and they had their cameras pointed at the helicopter with the fuel bladder flying over the Weaver home, little clapboard cabin is what they had, and was about to drop it, and all of a sudden it was called off because the local, or let's say the federal troops were watching TV there up at the Camp Vicki. They called their camp of assassination and terror Camp Vicki after they shot her and blew her face off. They named the camp Camp Vicki. And they saw the news showing the helicopter flying over the Weaver cabin with the fuel bladder about to drop it. And so they called off the helicopter, and the helicopter flew back over to Camp Vicki, which was there at the top of the mountain, too, a little area they had cleared off to land helicopters and put their tanks and all that stuff for the 500 militarized troops. And so anyway, folks, I just want you to know this is not the only one I've been to. And you remember as well as Bo and I do Waco, and how they assassinated the children and the moms and dads there, literally incinerated them and assassinated them, machine gunned them as they tried to run out the back. We have the actual evidence, as you many of you have seen, the two machine gun nests behind the church. And when they tried to run out through the auditorium to get away from the fire, they opened up with two machine guns and shooting and killing the people. And many of them ran right back into the flames and died in the flames because our U.S. terrorists and assassins didn't want any of them to take the witness stand and testify as to what they saw. So they were trying to kill them all. I'll be right back, and we'll get into Ed and Elaine Brown, folks. I'm sorry I'm digressing a little bit here, but kind of setting the stage, all right? We're going to talk about Ed and Elaine when we return. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Everything else failed, and then I finally, on a Sunday night in Las Vegas, Colonel Bo and I were speaking at a preparedness expo there, and I talked to him after the preparedness expo, and I said, Bo, this is Sunday night. I said, Bo, we have to go to Waco now. We have to go to Waco because I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters laying out there in the brush for, what is 41 days or 51 days, I'm losing my memory now of the situation, want to go home to mama, and they're not going to do it any longer. They're going to do something drastic. They're going to kill all those people. And we have to go to Waco now. And so he says, okay, in the morning, I'll get my plane ready, and we'll get a pilot, and we'll fly over, and we'll parachute into the compound. And so we prepared ourselves to parachute into the compound, taking recording equipment, TV recording equipment, and so forth, so we could get the truth out. That morning, we got up ready to go to the plane to parachute in, and of course, you saw what we saw, the big fire. They had started the big fire, and they started it down at the end where the prevailing wind would blow it through the church very rapidly. And that's exactly what happened. And then they set up the machine gun nest at the back of the church and the auditorium. And when they ran to save their lives to the auditorium or ran out the back, they machine gunned them, you know. And so anyway, Colonel Bo and I were just heartbroken because we had waited too late, yeah. And that was that. And so in the time I was on the Phoenix Police Department, I saw the death of 7 of my fellow officers and many, many, of course, many, many deaths of citizens at the hands of robbers and rapists and mass murderers and everything else. And so I've seen a lot of death, folks, and I don't take it for granted. You know, I don't. It's a horrible, horrible situation, especially the deaths of great American patriots and heroes like Ed and Elaine Brown. And so when we heard here at our two police and military associations that the APCs had moved in and the troops had moved in against the Browns, we discussed it and believed that it was Bush, baby George Bush. Boy George Bush was planning on bringing us under martial law, because what he had done is allowed this information to go out through the Patriot Movement means of communication, which moves very rapidly, as you know. We've got a great communication system through the Patriot Movement. And Bush was intending to move in on the Browns and have people, American patriots, come from all over the nation into New Hampshire to try to save the Browns. And then Bush was going to declare martial law under the insurrection area, that we're having a national insurrection, and terrorists are coming in. Of course, the controlled news would call us terrorists, probably say that Al-Qaeda was leading us, the CIA organization, and that we were a bunch of American terrorists that had raised our ugly heads and are going to go to New Hampshire and start the revolution, the insurrection. And Bush would then be able to declare martial law, suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and that would be it. We'd never see our freedoms back again. And this is what we truly believe this was all about. Because they did not go in and kill Ed and Elaine. They went into a tremendous show of force of, I guess, 10 APCs and different kinds of armored vehicles, helicopters, and all kinds of troops moving in ghillie suits and all. And they let that out through the Freedom Communication Centers. And it moved rapidly. But to Boy George Bush's and his handlers, because he's just a puppet there and he has no power. All the decisions are made by the real president, Vice President Cheney, and his international criminal cabal. Oh boy, George Bush is just a pansy president that they've put up there as a puppet. But anyway, it didn't work. It didn't work because the people of America, for some strange reason, did not get their guns and march on New Hampshire. And so Bush and the clowns that had thought this up didn't get their wish. Bush was not able to use this for martial law and to stay in as president or emperor of America, is the word he likes, emperor of America from then on, because if he puts us under martial law, there will be no more elections, folks, unless they want to have elections, and of course there'll be phony elections, of course. Just like they had phony elections in Iraq and Afghanistan and put these oil employees, these big-time oil executives in there as head of Iraq and Afghanistan, puppets of the international criminal cabal. And so it didn't happen. And I say praise God it didn't happen, that the American people didn't march on Plainfield, New Hampshire, because Bush would have been just giddy about putting us under martial law and suspending the Constitution, and that'd be it. So now they're back to the drawing board, folks, and we explained on several programs yesterday and the day before, from Arizona to all over the nation, I was on several shows and told them that now if they have bizarre idiots leading the military campaign against Ed and Elaine Brown and against the American people, they will decide to go in and kill Ed and Elaine Brown. But it'll be the most stupid move they could ever do, because the freedom movement, as they've already proved after Ruby Ridge and after Waco, that the nowadays, too, that the freedom movement is so much larger. If they go in and execute Ed and Elaine Brown and whoever's in there with them, that the freedom movement will grow by leaps and bounds. It will double and triple in size, if not more. And so the worst thing they could possibly do for their side is to go in and execute Ed and Elaine and the people in that building. And they know this. So I suggested that if they have these Satanists who just live for blood and hate and evil running their military operations to put us under martial law in this country, the worst thing they could do for their situation wouldn't be so good for Ed and Elaine either, but I'm saying for their situation would be to go in and kill them. So they're back to the drawing board now, and Bush has probably now gone to Plan B and figuring on blowing up America again in a false flag operation, or England or Israel, because any three would put us under martial law, because the people would be so scared in America, the sheeple, that they would allow Bush to do that. So now they're back to the drawing board about doing another false flag blowing up or poisoning with some kind of viruses or something in the United States, England, or Israel. Because I believe, folks, there is somebody there intelligent enough to know that they better not go in and kill Ed and Elaine Brown. Because look at the threat Ed and Elaine Brown is to them, and look at it through their eyes, okay? They believe that we're going to be under martial law in less than 6 months in this country. So they're not worried. If they walk off, if they just walk off and leave Ed and Elaine Brown alone, it's the best, absolute best thing they could do. But someone says, wait a minute, no, wait a minute. They've challenged the IRS, and they've said there's no law, which there's not, that all of us have to pay income taxes. They can't allow them to go on. They got to kill them or got to put them in prison. And I said, no, you're not looking through the eyes of our nation's enemies, these traitors and tyrants in control of our government. They believe they don't believe at all that Ed and Elaine's fame will spread so rapidly, because they know they're going to have us under martial law in 6 months. So martial law, if you do not pay what they tell you to pay, they just execute you. That's all. They don't put you in a re-education camp, folks. They're going to just execute you if you don't do what you're told. So they're not worried about Ed and Elaine starting some massive movement for people not filing their income tax, because in 6 months or less, they want to have us under martial law, and they believe that's the case. So if they have any intelligent soul there involved in this operation to try to get us to march on New Hampshire, Plainfield, New Hampshire, in mass, so they can call for a national martial law scenario, and they didn't pull that off. They didn't get that done. So now, if they know, if they go in and kill them, that we're going to grow by leaps and bounds, the freedom movement. Because remember, folks, in the Bible, the days of feeding Christians to the lions, when they would feed 10, 20, 30, 50 Christians to the lions, the emperor would see outside the gate the number of Christians swell by 10 times. 10 times the amount of Christians would grow. They would become Christians. As they fed Christians to the lions, the Christian movement doubled, tripled, quadrupled in size every time. And so the emperor finally had to call off feeding Christians to the lions, because he was going to be overcome. And that's the same situation our tyrants and treasonous scumbags who are international criminals and Satanists who are controlling this situation have on their hands right now. They're in a catch-22. They go in and kill Ed and Elaine Brown, the freedom movement is going to double, triple, and maybe quadruple in size. So here's what I'd like to have you do, folks, and we're going to open the phone lines in just a minute here. We already have callers on the line, as a matter of fact, is we're going to ask you to take action to call starting tomorrow. Call the governor of the state, John Lynch, of New Hampshire, and tell him to stop this attack on Ed and Elaine Brown. Tell him to back off and leave him alone, because Ed and Elaine Brown are standing on the law. They have violated no laws whatsoever. They're standing on the law, and that law is that the 16th Amendment is unconstitutional. It's an unconstitutional tax. It was never passed, by the way. It was never passed. And then again, Ed and Elaine asked the right questions of the IRS time and time again to show them the law that they would pay the tax if they could show them the law that they were liable to pay. And the IRS wouldn't do it because there is no law. So call Governor John Lynch and tell him to tell the federal government to back off on Ed and Elaine Brown. And then call your state representatives, okay? Call the state representatives. And then call sheriff. I'm going to give you the governor's number and give you the sheriff's number. Sheriff Michael Prozo, who I called a couple days ago when this thing really got cooking. And his secretary, Barbara, told me he's out of town. He's out of town. Well, that's a bunch of baloney and hogwash. He's not out of town. He's hiding out because he doesn't want people to think he was involved in turning his county over to federal terrorists. So, Michael Prozo, you scumbag, you coward, come out of your closet and get out there and take control and protect Ed and Elaine Brown. Go in and sit down with them and have some coffee. They will invite you in. You go in and look at the law they have to show you that they have not violated any law at all, because there is no law from the IRS that we have to pay an individual income tax. But call the sheriff, call the governor, folks, call the representatives, and call Boy George Bush, too, and his sleazy attorney general, and tell them to back off on Ed and Elaine Brown. You're watching and you're going to react in a nonviolent way. Don't tell them you're going to react with violence, because that's what they want. But tell them you're going to react as a citizen and a voter in this country if they don't back off on Ed and Elaine Brown. Now, that's what you can do. And then, of course, folks, we must pray for Ed and Elaine Brown, but also not Ed and Elaine Brown, but pray that out of all these Satanists, these treasonous scumbags that are running our country today at the very top, that somebody there has the common sense to know that if they move in and kill Ed and Elaine Brown, they're going to have the worst thing happen to them that they can imagine, and that is the freedom movement's going to double and triple in size, if not more. Okay? So do pray for our leaders. I don't often say that because they're Satanists, and it doesn't do any good usually to pray for Satanists. But just let them use logic, military tactics. Tell them that they should leave Ed and Elaine Brown alone and just let them go, and don't attack them if they don't want to see millions and millions more Americans joining behind the then it will be dead heroes, Ed and Elaine Brown. All right, folks, we'll come back and give you the phone numbers. Get your pencils and papers for you, for governor and sheriff. Be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Glam program, and we're so happy at this point anyway that the attack has been called off, and we do believe here at our two police and military associations it's been called off because they didn't get the reaction from the freedom movement that they had hoped for. You see, if people come from the state of New Hampshire or in the county and come out there to Ed and Elaine Brown's house, Bush cannot call a national martial law scenario. It has to be patriots coming in from around the world, or nation, I'm sorry, not the world, but the nation. Then he can call national martial law, say it's a bunch of Al-Qaeda terrorists coming in, and they're going to start a war there in New Hampshire against American wonderful troops, you know, and police agencies and all. And it didn't work. So anyway, folks, here's those numbers, though. We should call and tell the governor, John Lynch, and the sheriff, Michael Prozo, how we feel. Michael Prozo is supposed to stay in control. We mailed him our sheriff's video here 6 months ago that shows that he has the jurisdiction, he has the power and authority to stay in control when the feds come to town. Now, we have other sheriffs around the United States that do just that. When the feds come to town to execute somebody or assassinate somebody or to cause do something criminal in the state, the sheriffs in certain locations stay in control and say, you cannot come in this county unless you show us your paperwork and we see that what you're coming in here to do is lawful. And so we mailed that out to Sheriff Michael Prozo here a few months ago, and also our sheriff's newsletter that shows he has the power, the duty, and responsibility and jurisdiction to stay in control of situations that are even federal actions. He is the sheriff. He's the duly elected person of the people, and he is there to protect Ed and Elaine Brown. And he's not doing it. He's hiding out. So call his office, would you, folks? Call his office at 603 area code 863-4200. That's 603-863-4200. And that he is the Sullivan County Sheriff, okay? Sullivan County Sheriff. And you might get his secretary, Barbara, which she may just tell you he's hiding, or no, he's out of town. He's out of town when you have this critical standoff going on in Sullivan County, probably the biggest thing that's ever happened in that county in its history. And the sheriff's out of town, gone fishing or something. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. He's hiding out. But anyway, tell Secretary Barbara, if she takes up the phone, give her a note telling him you expect the sheriff to come back from out of town. If he's out of town, he's probably hiding in a closet. But to get busy and take control, as the sheriff at Ruby Ridge did not do, and at the sheriff in Waco did not do. Tell him you don't want to see another Ruby Ridge or a Waco there in Sullivan County. And Michael Prozo, the sheriff, should be out there in control, protecting the lives of Ed and Elaine Brown. Okay, here's the governor. Same thing to the governor, folks. You don't want to see another Ruby Ridge or a Waco going on in New Hampshire, because that'll reflect badly on the governor, John Lynch. And here's his phone number, 603 area code, 271-2121. Once again, 603-271-2121. And then also call the state reps, folks, and the federal representatives, too, and tell them the same thing. We'll be right back. We'll be taking phone calls. We've got three callers on the line, and we'll give out our call-in number right after this important break. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,